also, I mean, it was a poor start to the game, but you guys, it was a much better second half, do you think?
Yeah, I remember it's two new teams out there, and I thought Annan settled better than we did. We were a bit off, I think, the capabilities, but we reminded them at half time they can play, they're good players, and they're here for a reason. You don't need to impress me, that's why we brought them. Just go and focus and understand what the game is. And we were a bit better in the second half, but I thought overall, you know, I challenged them just to win the game. How you win football matches doesn't really matter. So there's a lot of development left in the squad. I'm looking forward to it. They've certainly gave me plenty of thought for work. But the way they went about setting half just shows you they've got the heart and the desire to be successful, and that's a good start point for me.
I reckon there's 10 former Annan players involved at some stage. It's all boys you know and boys you trust.
Absolutely. When you start a new project, you've got to try and get a benchmark and a baseline. At this level, guys have been tried and tested, and people might look and say, oh, a lot of ex-Annan players. That was a group of boys that finished third in the division last year. And I know what they're capable of, and I know what they'll bring here. So, and there's also good experience and good players here. There's a lot of football. They might be young, there's a lot of football in them. But you can still see the naivety at times, and they're a wee bit too eager. And that's what we've got to try and curb them. Their enthusiasm's brilliant, their attitude and application's excellent. And maybe they let themselves down a wee bit with the ability and the quality they have. But that will come once we form better partnerships and understanding. And that's maybe why you have boys there, because some of them do know each other. And probably at the end of it, you can see the benefits of guys who understand already, because we came a lot more solid in the second half.
Did a lot of business this week. Is that you guys done for the season, or?
No, that's us starting now.
That's just starting the business.
Starting now.
So you still expect a bit to be done between now and the.
I don't think there'll be much regarding recruitment of players coming in. But what I'm trying to say there is that we've got a baseline now, and all the players in know that that's the start. And anybody that starts to drop off, fine, bye bye. But look, we are now searching for better than what we've got in the dressing room. And that's what development's about. But these guys have said it's a good benchmark, and anybody that does come in have to be better than that now. And that's where the hard work begins. We are now ready to build from a good, solid base then.
Hey, one last thing, just the League Cup in general, do you see it as kind of like extended pre-season now? Do you see it as kind of like a hybrid between that and a competitive matches?
No, it's competitive matches.
Yeah.
We use it as an extension of pre-season because to build things like that, but I don't think there was any player on that pitch today that wasn't desperate to win. It was real, and I think maybe we get caught up in that wee bit at the beginning of the game, but it's real. And I think even the fans coming, watching the game last night as well, here in Kilmarnock, you know, the atmosphere, the crowd was fantastic. It was a real game. I'm quite sure punters will open it. I think the format's brilliant. I think the format's great for low-level clubs, because it helps start to spread much-needed financial resources right throughout Scottish football. And I think it's an excellent format, and I don't think anybody should do it.
Great.
I wait to come on up Tuesday night.
Yeah,
sure.